What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Custodians and justices of the peace have a critical role to play in ensuring the protection of citizens' rights after an area has been designated a zone of special operation. As such, they have been receiving training to ensure they effectively carry out their functions when called upon. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Close to 100 Justices of the Peace, JPs, and lay magistrates are benefiting from sensitization and training sessions to effectively carry out their responsibilities in the Zones of Special Operations, ZOSO. The sessions are organized by the Justice Training Institute.
We're going to be doing additional training across other parishes because we have identified several areas that must be declared as zones right across Jamaica.
Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck. The special training sessions focused on the provisions of the ZOSO legislation, the roles of the JP in the declared zone as outlined in Section 16 of the Act, as well as human rights.
The Act was enacted so as to provide for special measures for upholding and preserving the rule of law, public order, citizen security, and public safety. And this is to be done within certain geographical defined areas throughout Jamaica and for other connected matters.
Director and Principal of the Justice Training Institute, Karen Kambabasco. Some of the lay magistrates weighed in on the training session.
It was a very useful session. What it reveals in the legislation that the lay magistrate who serve in the parish courts play a very critical role in the zone of special operations. And so to have the sensitization session was very, very useful in understanding what the role is of the Justice of the Peace and how their role contributes to the continued success of the operation.
It was quite informative and based on the particular agenda that we are preparing for. And those of us who have been serving in the courts would be pretty well prepared to deal with it. And we can fit in because we have a basic knowledge of the laws. This is interesting in that it tells us where our limitations are, what we may or may not do, and the fact that we will be under the guidance of the joint commanders. So we should be well guided, and then we have the custodians to go back to in case we have any misgivings.
JPs who are also lay magistrates, that is, those who have received the necessary training and served in the Petty Sessions Court, have a critical role to play in protecting the human rights and freedoms of citizens in the zones. Lay magistrates will determine if the arrest or detention of a person in the zone is warranted and will result in further detention, arrest, or the immediate release of the individual. If the lay magistrate agrees with the detention or arrest, the individual must be taken before a parish judge within 24 hours. Lay magistrates should also be present when the security forces are conducting searches of homes or property of individuals. They will not be present in a special zone until it is declared safe.
The custodians would have identified from among the lay magistrates persons who will serve within the special zone, and they will be called upon should their services be required if and when a zone is declared.
Director and Principal of the Justice Training Institute, Karen Kambabasco. An area will be declared a zone of special operations once there are reasonable grounds to believe that any or all of the following circumstances exist: rampant criminality, gang warfare, escalating violence and murder, as well as the threat to law and public order. We've come to the end of this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with student engineer Joel Samuels. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.